from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Tua Tagovailoa just signed a contract extension, 4 years, $212 million, $167 guaranteed.
Damn.
Okay. Like, here's, again, maybe Brock Purdy, when he signs, if and when he signs next year, will become the highest paid quarterback at the time he signs the contract. Maybe. I got to believe that when I see it. So let's just do this, Goo. So I'm looking at the quarterback salaries.
All right, I got it up to.
Okay. So Joe Burrow right now, let's just go with average annual.
All right.
Then we'll just keep it easier. All right, so Joe Burrow's making 55, right? Do you think Brock Purdy's better than Joe Burrow?
Oh, hell no.
Okay. So let's say Kyle Shanahan agrees with you, right?
Yeah.
I could see Kyle Shanahan saying, I'm not paying a guy more than Joe Burrow when I know Joe Burrow is better than Brock Purdy. So it's like when people say, well, that's just the going rate. Okay, it's the going rate for the next guy up, but if Kyle Shanahan views it as comparing Purdy to his peers, well, then maybe it's not as simple as, well, he's just due, you know, what's the next up? 65? Okay, he gets 65. Maybe the 49ers can say to Brock Purdy, hey, you know what? We think, you know who you're really comparable to? Kirk Cousins. So we'll offer you 45. What would Brock Purdy do then?
Again, you're on to something. I don't know how much is enough for him and how he was raised, and maybe he's not trying to bring down the house, but
right.
I think that thought process is wrong because...
Which one?
The Kyle saying, comparing him to other quarterbacks. My question would be, son in this instance is Brock Purdy, can you win us a Super Bowl? And let's just say this year culminates in a Super Bowl for the Niners. That's what you should be compared. That's my question. Can this dude in my system win us a Super Bowl? Not who you're not, especially to the not who you're not have won. Burrow had won a Super Bowl. Your boy's getting $200 million. Trevor Lawrence, he ain't even sniffed one.
You're right.
But that's my question on why I would pay my quarterback is, can you get us there?
Right.
And Dak hasn't got Dallas there. Trevor Lawrence hasn't sniffed it. Now, Burrow's got him to a Super Bowl. Stafford's done it. So I wouldn't look at it the way you look at it about, I'm going to compare you to your peers. I'm like, can you run our system?
Okay.
And can you get us to the promised land? And he's done it almost twice.
Okay. And maybe Kyle Shanahan says, wait, what's your question? Can he win us a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? He can't. If he's making $65 million a year, He can't win us a Super Bowl if he's making 65 and we've got to lose three guys that we think are important. No. Can he win us a Super Bowl at 40? Yes. Yeah, we think he can do that.
It'll be interesting.
Because we have enough weapons around him if he's making 40, as opposed to if he's making 65. Well, now we don't have Ayuk, and now we don't have Lenore, and now we don't have, I don't know, Mooney Ward, and
Mooney.
Like Kyle Shanahan said as much to Kawakami about the idea that, do you want to not pay? I mean, do you want to lose Purdy? Of course you don't want to lose Purdy. Of course you don't. But what if you lose Purdy, but you get a pretty good quarterback and can keep all your weapons? Maybe that's a better option. You know, he used the DeForest Buckner option. Yeah. They didn't want to lose Buckner. But they said, you know what? If we could get the other thing, maybe it makes it worth it.
Let me ask you a question. So I think it was last year we heard the owner of the 49ers, just like Lacob was talking, and he came out and said, Steiny, that they're ready or they could foresee Brock Purdy resetting the market when it comes to paying their quarterback at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he gets this news or sees whatever Jordan Love is about to get? I don't think 65 to them is going to be like, holy hell, oh my gosh. I feel like they know how it got to this point with quarterbacks. And if they really like this kid, Brock Purdy, you know, barring another good season, I just don't see how that scares the bejesus out of them to try to go.
Maybe it doesn't.
We got to go find somebody else.
Easy
for me to say, but Steiny, when you got your guy, you got your guy.
Well, and they made Jimmy for 2 days. We're assuming they believe they have their guy. And maybe they believe they have their guy right now. Will they believe they have their guy
in March? Or $60 million question.
Maybe. I don't know. They probably will. They might not. I don't know. But, like,
would you say Brock's in a good spot?
Of course.
Yeah, all right.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
Why wouldn't he be?
No doubt.
I mean,
like, who got paid? How? Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I think the 49ers are loving that they don't have to pay Brock right now. I think they are loving they get one more year look at him.
Oh, man.
I mean, what more could you want? I mean, yeah. As good as he's been, I mean, what is he quarterback? 25 regular season games? I think they're loving that by the time they have to make the decision, he will have quarterbacked 40-plus playoff games.
But he's played in two of the biggest games that you can, Steiny. Won the bowl. I thought he did well for himself. And then the other, the NFC Championship game, which obviously we couldn't judge him because he was knocked out.
Here you go, Goo, from the 310. You guys are so clueless.
Oh.
Like Purdy is going to leave $20 million a year on the table.
Nobody said he would. Steiny was just if they said that's far as we're going. It ain't up to Purdy.
Well, the other thing is,
he wants all this chicken. You brought that up. Let me slow down.
Can we acknowledge that he's got to play this year before any numbers can be thrown around? I mean, he's good. But if he stinks this year somehow, some way, he ain't making 65.
Agreed.
He's got to produce this year every bit like he did last year. What if he takes a step back, but the Niners still go 10-7, but they lose in the first round of the playoffs? Then maybe you do get him for 40. I don't know.
And what if he got hurt?
Nobody wants that, but
that's on the table too. What if he got hurt again?
Exactly. No, exactly. So I do think, like, it's fun to talk about the money, and maybe he will when he signs the, like, why would you say right now, oh, when Brock Purdy signs at the end of this year, he's going to get 65? No, he's not. He's not unless he has another good season. He's got to have another good season. And if you think the 49ers, like, are we finding out with Brandon Ayuk? I mean, how many people have said, just pay him? Well, they're not. Why not? Well, because they either don't have the money or they don't think Ayuk's worth $28, $30 million. We don't know that they might not feel the same about Purdy. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Daryl. Uh-oh. Daryl's in Washington, D.C.
Well, I'm right here.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, Guru. Hey, Tiny.
Hey.
I think that the Geno Smith contract, I think that's a good starting point for me. I think it will be a good starting point for Purdy. I don't believe that Purdy, I think he's top 15. I don't think he's better than CJ. I don't think he's better than Joe. I do think he's a game changer, but not as dynamic as a game changer at the quarterback position. And if you're paying somebody at least 50, 60 million, he has to be a threat just beyond more than his arm. And that's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, no, good stuff. I'm looking at Geno Smith. I mean,
he went back. But, Stoney, help me out on the comparison. It's not like the Niners are going to have the choice of, oh, we got a line of quarterbacks that if we don't pay Purdy, we can insert Burrow. We can insert Josh Allen. We can insert whoever. It doesn't work that way. You have your guy. I just tell me if I'm wrong or going down the wrong street in regard to can you run my offense? Can we win? And that, to me, supersedes, are you good? Are you better than Troy Aikman or John Elway in other locales? What am I missing?
Would the 49ers be worse if Dak Prescott was their quarterback?
I'm low on him, but I'm going to say he would probably be the best version of himself, so I'm going to say they would do equal or more.
All right. Prescott's making 40 right now.
Well, he's about
he's about to what?
There's a possibility that could go up, but right now he's at 40.
Do you think it will?
No.
Why not?
Because this is his ninth year. They're done.
Right, and he didn't have a great year last year.
He had a great year in the regular season. Fine. He set 36-7, Stoney, touchdowns, interceptions, but 27-0 in the playoffs, and he looked like a deer in headlight. That's what Purdy already has going for him.
Maybe because he's got a significantly better supporting
cast.
So
how do you, I'm asking
well,
you
that's
this.
The point.
How do you explain that to said athlete?
What?
About, all right, I'm the quarterback until it's time to get paid. You're going to tell me, oh, I'm only balling and doing my job because what's around me? Like,
what are they saying to Ayuk? What are they telling Brandon Ayuk right now?
He might be asking
I
for too much
I want to be
stuff.
Paid like a top five receiver.
But
we don't think you're a top five receiver.
Well, I have him in my top 10.
And I don't know that Brock Purdy. Well, that's fine. But that's the difference maybe between 30 and 25 million for Ayuk. And he doesn't want to play maybe for 25. I don't know. Like that's the thing. That's what I mean about the 49ers, about Kyle Shanahan. And we'll find out.
No, we will. That's what makes it exciting. I'm not pro Brock, but I am pro Brock in regard to his resume. And Ken, the producer, came in here and he goes, "Hey, they got a game in with Miami, you know, against Tua." And I was like, I told him to leave. That game doesn't signal or supersede what Purdy's already done. Yeah, I mean, there are bums that are getting paid at the quarterback position or guys that haven't lived up to it. And Dak is one of them in the playoffs, Donnie. I don't want to call him a bum in the regular season. So I'm looking at Brock Purdy like you have checked off all the boxes,
young
man.
What if I say no, he hasn't?
Well, I need to see more, but thus far, he has. Unless you're telling me, Goo, yeah, he's playing okay, but he's got a great team around him.
Well, you kind of complained 2 days ago about they don't go downfield. They don't throw long. Maybe one of the reasons they don't throw long is because he doesn't have that in his repertoire.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, well, then that would lower his value.
But Ken gave us the stats, or Carter, 30-plus yards.
Okay.
He could throw 2 yards
okay.
And
what
Debo
about
runs
if,
28.
What about if Shanahan goes, you know what, I'm not paying a guy $60 million if I'm not convinced that he can quarterback in the rain?
Well,
has he checked off the box of being good in the rain?
No.
How about the snow?
We hadn't seen that. But
I'm kind of being funny, but
on trying to find a quarterback, Exhibit A on the Trey Lance debacle.
Right.
So when you got something and you think it's pretty damn good and it's showing you it's pretty damn good, hold on to it. Because you could go down Trey Lance Street or back to, you know what I mean? Teams and the coaches have been searching for their love of their life at that position and they haven't found it.
And maybe he doesn't think Purdy's the love of his life.
All right.
He might not.
And I understand this year is very important. He needs to go on some more dates.
I mean, the other thing is, everything you're saying about, you know, Purdy's the guy, I could say, well, this organization hasn't had a steady quarterback for 7 years, and they've still made it to the NFC Championship four out of the last five. Twice with Garoppolo, twice with Purdy. Like, I get how people could say, well, Purdy's done it twice, so he's our guy. I mean, I could say, well, they had Garoppolo. He tired of him. They went out and got Lance. They gave him a shot. They didn't like him. Now Purdy's won some games for him. Who's to say they don't think he can upgrade? Shanahan doesn't think he can upgrade from Purdy.
Just hearing you say that, that was profound. Do you think that's why Kyle feels untouchable? Because he can just do it with, I don't want to say anybody because that would be shade, but if you're telling me this guy feels like he can do it with you, me, or Ken, then you could be onto something.
I'm just saying
it
that.
It speaks to Kyle's greatness to me.
Well, I'm just saying that if the 49ers, let's just say they go, let's just say they're a good season, but they don't win it.
10-7.
Let's go 11-6. All right. They win a playoff game, lose one. But, like, why does everybody assume that if they win the Super Bowl, maybe it's different.
Oh, my gosh.
But if they come up short, why would people assume that Purdy will definitely be a $65 million quarterback if they go 11-6 and they win a playoff game and they lose a playoff game?
Again,
I don't know.
And we don't know what it looks like. Let's just say they lose that said game 34-31, and for whatever reason, this Niner defense can't stop the pass this year, and that's kind of what got you beat. But if it's 34-31 and Brock is throwing the thing around and the offense looks like the offense we've seen the past 2 years, I'm not running from he doesn't – I don't need to see more, but Steiny, what he's done is heavy. That's all. So if
far.
The ball's in his hands, then we'll really find out if he wants to wedge you, Kyle, in regard to how much they're going to pay him.
925, Jordan Love is holding out. Should Purdy get more than Love?
From what they've done on the field, yes.
Up to this point. What if Jordan Love gets paid and the Packers have a better season than the Niners?
Yeah. And I love myself for it because it's growth. Shout out Draymond. Ask me who I'd rather have at the quarterback position, Love or Brock Purdy.
Who would you rather have?
And I was in Beirut, and I just needed a quarterback. There was no Kyle.
Do they have a team?
No, but just I needed a quarterback.
Okay.
That's when it comes down to DNA and gifts and attributes.
Okay.
It would be Jordan Love.
Okay, well, then why would you pay Purdy Herbert more than Jordan Love if you think Jordan Love's better?
Because he's they would be running the same system and his attributes would come into play more. I feel like Jordan Love, he's special, but Brock is good enough to run. He's so smart upstairs that he's good enough to run Kyle's system.
Well, and I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying if Kyle Shanahan thinks one quarterback is special and the other quarterback is really good at running the system, I don't know that Kyle Shanahan would.
And maybe I'm selling Purdy short right now. People
maybe
driving are listening like, damn, goo. But, I mean, come on, Jordan Love looks to be the part. Yeah. We're going to find out. And that's why it's two scoreboards or three. Kyle's in regard to Brock Purdy and his emergence or his growth. The Niners and that scoreboard of the contracts, Donnie.
The other thing that I always hear is, well, it feels like everybody's holding it against Purdy because he's got a lot of weapons. No, it's nobody's holding it against Purdy. But as an organization, you have to try to project the kind of quarterback he may be without as many weapons if and when you pay him $65 million. That's all. Like, it's not... Like, to me, it's, okay, is he a $65 million quarterback if they don't have Brandon Ayuk? In other words, I'm paying a guy $65 million because he's so good that even if and when we lose, Brandon Ayuk, we're still going to be damn good.
I get that. But if you look at the top 10 quarterback list right now paid, how many of those guys fit that criteria?
Who?
The top 10 list right now. Justin Herbert's went to playoffs one time. Right. Lawrence, come on. The Dak hadn't even got to a championship game. But you're saying, how does the team feel?
But maybe one of the reasons.
If they don't have that weapon.
Maybe one of the reasons that they haven't gotten to the Super Bowl is because the salary structure stinks after they pay a quarterback, after a non-superstar quarterback gets a ridiculous amount of money. And so now he can't win a Super Bowl because he can't elevate a team that's not as good around him as much as a great quarterback might be able to.
I hear you. It's funny because one of our biggest arguments was Lamar Jackson. But his offensive weaponry's gotten better. They were the number one seed, and last year he couldn't do it. So Lamar's excuse real quick here is not, look what's around me. It's not good enough. It's whatever Lamar's doing in the postseasons, Donnie, it's not as smooth. It's not as automatic as it is in the regular season. So that's a Lamar problem.
Well, let's look at the bottom line is Burrow, Lawrence, Goff, Herbert, Jackson, none of them have won a Super Bowl. Hurts.
He got there.
But they haven't won it.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray, Watson, Cousins.
Oh, good Lord.
The top 10 quarterbacks, none of them have won a Super Bowl.
And those last three haven't even sniffed it.
This from the 707. No. It's 650. I disagree. Steiny, he needs to play lights out this season if we want to pay him that much and win the Super Bowl. You might be right. I don't know who's right on this, but I agree with the fact. All I'm saying is I wouldn't.
But we agree he's in a great spot.
Put it this way. If the 49ers had to pay Brock Purdy right now, do you think they'd make him the highest quarterback in the NFL?
I do.
I don't.
I do. Kay, where were you at on that real quick? If they had to pay him right now.
I mean, based upon what he's done already, you would have to. And I want to make a quick point because with Tua's money, he's only getting 160, not only getting, he's getting $167 million. That's only eighth in the NFL among all these other guys who haven't won, who are getting paid guaranteed money.
So maybe Tua said, that's enough for me. I ain't trying to be ridiculous like Ayuk if the Niners deem him being ridiculous.
Well, I'd like to also think Tua can look himself in the mirror and say, I'm not the best quarterback in the NFL, and neither is Brock Purdy.
Damn.
Lamont's in Oakland. What's up, Lamont? How you doing, my man?
Good, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey. Doing well.
Look, man, I'm not paying Brock Purdy $60 million, okay? And the reason why is, and a lot of these quarterbacks, see, if I was a GM, they would probably just have to fire me because I'm just not going to be paying all these guys just because of some quote-unquote market or potential. Do you know how much money $60 million is for one player in the NFL with a salary cap as tight as it is? There's no way in the world I'm giving Brock Purdy $60 million, and then I'm going to have to turn around and say, well, you know, he needs some weapons. No. If you get $60 million, you are the weapon. You're going to have to elevate the receivers. Look at Patrick Mahomes. We saw what he did last year with the talent that he had. That's the type of player that gets $60 million, not somebody who has a lot of other talent around him. And Kyle, I think, understands this. Because if you give him 60, then you can't actually build up the actual strength of the team, which is the depth and the multiple talent at other positions. If you give this guy 60, and then you say, well, we still got to give Brock some help, it's $60 million. What are we going to do?
Hey, let me ask you this.
We're going to pay a couple of you guys.
Are you offended that Tua got 53? Does that bother you?
I am offended. Yes, I am offended. He wouldn't have got that for me either. I wouldn't have I'm telling you, they would show me the door at the gym and I'd say, I'm just not doing it. We just going to have to stick because I'm not paying any of these quarterbacks $60 million without even a Super Bowl ring. Are you crazy?
Oh, Snidey.
Good stuff, Lamont.
I think we know how you feel, Lamont.
You know what I would like to know, and I don't know if we can figure this out.
That's pretty good.
But if... when Jimmy Garoppolo made, 25, he got that contract.
He was the highest paid.
At the time.
Okay.
What percentage of that salary occupied, or, you know, how much, what was the percentage of the salary cap at that time that $25 million represented? Was it 10%, 20, 30? Because I got to believe that that it's much less of a percentage
than what this
than the
be.
Kind of money we'd be talking about, $60 million-ish with Purdy. Like, that's another part of it. Not, I mean, hopefully we can get the specifics, but like, when the 49ers paid Garoppolo $25 million.
But they could have been in a different place financially.
No, but my point is, if you pay, okay, they make Jimmy Garoppolo the highest paid quarterback. Okay, how much percentage of the salary cap did that occupy? Maybe it's 18%. Okay, well, if they pay Purdy, they make him the highest paid quarterback right now, that may be 32% of the cap. So
on a team that's not 4-12, though, because you didn't have much when Jimmy came. Yeah, it's something. But now when you do Purdy, you got bills. You got high ticket items that you've already paid. So I think that loses his luster because the team wasn't as good as it was
first
now.
First of all, what do you mean? He started 5 games.
But you didn't have a Bosa you were paying then. You didn't have
That's right. So if you pay, if all of a sudden Purdy's taking up 32% of your cap, you're not going to have other guys around him.
Well, I guess I was saying you're closer to win, though, if you sign him up. You know what I mean? If he's proven it.
Are you?
I mean, you're getting pretty damn close.
Like, I don't know. Who's worth 30% of the cap?
Mahomes.
Okay. Who else?
Burrow.
Okay. Is Purdy? Well, what if $65 million represents 35% of the cap? I mean, I don't know that I'm doing that. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We can stay on this, and I see we got some callers on the other side. And before we get out, let me make it clear. I'm not saying the 49ers aren't going to do it, but I'll believe they rip off $65 million when they make the announcement at the end of next year that they're making him a $60 to $65 million quarterback.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.